This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. So we have some grim numbers with Omicron to talk about, but then we've got resolutions to talk about, too. I mean, that's how life goes, right? And this show is about what it is that we're talking about in your backyard and my backyard. And boy, I have friends in Colorado, and it is crazy. I'm going to start there, what's happening in Colorado. You've got wildfires that are 100-mile-an-hour winds that are threatening so many big areas. Boulder County, Superior, Louisville all had to be evacuated. I saw a frightening picture of a whole bunch of homes that were on fire, and you can just imagine, here's the holidays as people were trying to be evacuated. It happened pretty much at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Boulder Office of Emergency Management, they had to order the evac for the town of Superior. That's a town that's just east of Boulder, and it's got a small population, but it's certainly a lot of houses. And then you go to Louisville there, and they've got 20,000 residents that live there. So it's they're telling people, they're tweeting, if you're in that area, this is a life-threatening situation. I mean, this is that how fast this fire is going. And so just in your mind, think 100-mile-an-hour winds, what that's like. So, of course, the governor declared a state of emergency because you've got the wind-whipped grass fire that in these areas that are difficult to contain. You've got apartments, you've got houses, got a lot of things there. In my mind, I have a friend that lives not too far from that area. I know there's hotels. I know that it is congested in one spot at least, and that will make it much more difficult. Hopefully all those people get out. That's always the first thing. And then it's just awful after that as you watch and see, you know, what happens to your life and what happens to these towns. And no word on what they believe started it, but it's too early for that. So they had to evacuate those cities. All right. The other grim thing to talk about is the question mark. I mean, you know, I can't not do a show and talk about it because I know that you're concerned about it. I know people are concerned about getting tested. You had 600 or so cars in line at a Missouri testing site. It's a mile long, plus in Colorado, in an area where there's not the fires that are whipping up. And people are trying desperately to get those kits. So come on, U.S. government, get it going. Get the kits available because it's becoming harder and harder, frankly, to get them depending on where you live. But in most places, that's pretty much what people are, you know, it's pretty much what people are dealing with at this point anyway. And it's, again, you know, it's looking at the numbers, and the numbers are high, and the numbers keep increasing when it comes to you know, dealing with COVID. So, and specifically Omicron, it's really, that's what's been the beast of this whole thing. Obviously, we know that the Delta variant has been the worst when it comes to people's lives and going to the hospital, being put on ventilators, and sadly not being able to get off those ventilators. Omicron, though, has it has that it's massively spreading. So it's so easily that you've got people getting infected. Three Americans getting infected like every 10 seconds. And, you know, you can manipulate that statistic however you want to, but pretty much that's what it's like, that it's a wildfire of a different sort. So these record cases are overwhelming emergency rooms across the U.S., and it feels like the flu if you've been vaccinated and boosted, and if you haven't, then it's a much different situation. I mean, look, there was a Chicago woman quarantined in an airplane bathroom for 3 hours after testing positive for COVID mid-flight. And how the story goes is that she was on an Iceland Air flight from Chicago. She's going to Iceland. And this happened just right before Christmas, December 19th. Her final destination was Switzerland to be with her brother and father. And before the flight, she took two PCR tests, about five rapid tests, they say. They all came back negative, but an hour and a half into the flight, she started to get a sore throat, and then she started to realize, she took the test, and she's fully vaccinated and boosted and all that, and she realized that she got her results in the bathroom over the Atlantic Ocean. She started to panic, and she realized that she had it, so she quarantined in the bathroom. The flight attendant, I guess, did what they could to rearrange seats so she could be seated in a spot alone, but the flight was full, so that was what it was. That's how they decided to handle it. It just goes to show you, I said this the other day, it's about figuring it out. That's what 2021 was all about, figuring it out. I mean, now we have to move on from figuring it out and get out of the anxiety of all of this. And the anxiety couldn't be higher, I think, for a lot of people. And the fatigue, frankly. I mean, the fatigue is just absolutely awful. All right, on to something else more pleasant, right? So we head into a new year. People sometimes do the resolution thing. And I was thinking about what kind of resolutions. I mean, millions of people make these New Year's resolutions. I said the other night that I was out to dinner with the Hubs, and the waiter surprised us because he was very friendly, and he asked, what are your New Year's resolutions? And, of course, we looked at each other, and we don't have New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in making them, and the reason why is because I never keep them. I mean, it's not holding me to any kind of contract, and I don't do them. But for some people, it's fun. They do it. And even if they do it for a while, it works out. So the number one most common resolution is exercise more. Of everything that everybody says, number one is exercise more. Number two, you won't be surprised, is lose weight. Number three is get organized. Number four is learn a new skill or hobby. Okay, that makes sense. Number five, you get to that thing where you think about mortality, live life to the fullest. Number six, save more money, spend less money. Number seven, quit smoking. That still is where it comes out for most people. I shouldn't say most people. For enough people, that is number seven on the list. Number eight, spend more time with family and friends. And I think we all know that because of COVID. And that's part of the reason that people are getting caught up on these flights, because they're trying to reconnect with family. Number nine, travel more. That goes to what's going on with the pandemonium in the air. But you can still drive, or you can take an RV or get there many, many other ways. And then number 10 was read more. So despite the best intentions, there was a study that was done that was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology. Only 46% of people who made New Year's resolutions were successful. That means over half of the people who set a goal for the new year, will fail. They're guaranteed to fail. And that's what I think it is. You have to mentally prepare for that kind of a change. You have to set a goal that motivates you. I mean, come on, be serious. My goal is to eat some black-eyed peas on New Year's Eve for good luck.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. We take you to England for a conversation with Reginald Philpott. His book and his character is so interesting, April, darling. It's called April, The Ultimate Call to Duty. Reg, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell the listeners about writing this book. What a big undertaking, and it's such an intriguing novel, but what led you to writing this novel?
Because I couldn't, I'd done a variety of jobs, and because I couldn't pursue them due to having a stroke, I picked up an idea that originally my father put in my head when I was in my early 20s to write a novel. And so because I was so frustrated and bad-tempered, I thought I'd have to resurrect it, give myself something to do and a name in life. And so I started writing the novel again.
And so you write the novel and you come up with this character, April Darling. How did you come up with April Darling, and what is she like?
Well, originally it was a man who was abducted by special agents to go into a hospital that constructed underground, and he converted into a lady. So I thought, well, what name can I put on this? As I was born in April, I thought, well, I'll use April for the first name.
I love it. What a clever twist in that. Tell us more about the plot of The Ultimate Call to Duty.
Well, he was a handyman in the local village. He turned his hand to most things. One weekend in the local public house in the village, they had a day to cross-dress and come through and have a family evening. His wife had asked him to do this because he had forgotten her anniversary. And as he was doing this, it was an agent in there that stopped for the overnight, and it was looking for a person. He recorded this and sent it to superiors. Eventually, some weeks after, he was abducted, taken into this underground hospital, secret place, and converted into a woman to be a decoy. But he proved to be far better than that and succeeded his superiors and the people he was working with and became one of the best agents he could, even though she got injured a few times along the way.
Wow. So, again, we'll mention this, April, The Ultimate Call to Duty. We're speaking with Reginald Philpott. You can pick up the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold.
It's April Darling on the book.
Yeah, April Darling. And will we maybe in the future see some more adventures with April Darling?
Yes, well, there's two books of it. It's book one and book two. And I'm nearly finished the third book now, where she eventually goes to meet the American president and starts over there helping them out and working with the president, eventually marrying him. But it's fiction, by the way.
I like that. I like that twist there. Don't tell us too many details. Don't give it away, book one and book two, and we'll see what happens in the third. What do you hope people take away from reading this this tale, book one and book two?
Well, the test readers I have had readers have said that they were so enthralled that they didn't want to put it down, even when they had to do other things. They found it strange and couldn't wait to get back to find out what happened, because so much happened in the book to April. And a couple of them have said that they've even got tears in their eyes thinking of how she was abused and how she was treated and the accidents that she had.
Wow. All right. Well, that's always high praise, because it is so much word of mouth, too. When people talk about stories, it is about the story, and this novel definitely takes you in some really, really interesting directions. Reginald Philpott, again, the book one, book two, April. It's all about April Darling. Thanks so much for coming on.
And thank you for having me.
Topping odds and ends, unbelievable. Bank Santander decided to get into the Christmas spirit, perhaps, you might say. They paid out a total of $175 million to customers by mistake on December 25th. The total payment, though, was split over 75,000 transactions for about 2,000 corporate and commercial customers. Santander said that they're sorry that due to a technical issue, some payments from their corporate clients were incorrectly duplicated on the recipient's accounts. None of our clients were at any point, they say, left out of pocket as a result of that, and they're working to try to correct that mistake across the UK to recover the duplicated transactions. So can you imagine that? Wow. So something happened here. We have some money. Where did that come from, right? One of the biggest blunders, though, in banking history, so that compares in comparison to the biggest blunder, was the $500 million that U.S. bank Citibank lost in one of its biggest mistakes. The bank accidentally sent out $900 million to the lenders of cosmetic company Revlon and went to court in August of 2020. Did you know this? To try and recover some of the $500 million that hadn't voluntarily been paid back. But what was so interesting about that is, so let's say some of those people didn't pay it back. In February of that year, a U.S. district court, so again, this was February of this year, 2021, a U.S. district court judge ruled that the bank won't be allowed to recover the money. So it means that the people who kept the money, no harm, no foul. And who knows how much individually they got, because $500 million that's a big blunder. That's a huge blunder, needless to say, yeah. Tesla had some bad news. They're recalling 475,000 of their different vehicles due to camera and front trunk issues, they say. I'm noticing more people are popping up with Teslas, or maybe I'm just noticing them more or something, I'm not sure, but it's apparently, it's two separate recalls. One involves the front trunk, it latches in the Model S, and then there's something in the Model 3, the same thing. So because of where the trunk is located, all three model cars were made between 2017 and 2020. And it's actually a lot. It's 356,000 plus because of, a couple of other things. A cable that over time separated after wear and tear blocks the rear view camera feed. And then the same thing I said about the latch. Then you have that. And in the latch one, you've got over 119,000 of their different vehicles that have faulty trunk latches. Bummer, huh? Right? They started looking into this in January, and the trunk issue, and then they started to look into the camera issue in June, and they started to see that it was happening more, and so obviously that led to this this recall. And when you have an announcement like that, needless to say, negative news tanks stock. So Tesla's shares briefly anyway declined 1.1% in pre-market trading on Thursday, but then they bounced back, right? I mean, look, the stock has soared. The stock's gained over 50% this year, and they're investigating some of these accidents due to autopilot and some other self-driving features. But other than that, Tesla, like I said, is up over 50%, so the news is not that negative for them. It's not that bad for Elon Musk, that's for sure, right? And then there's this strange story about a critically endangered tiger named Eco, who was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy on Wednesday after a man was attacked, sadly, by the animal near... or at a zoo in Naples, Florida. The man in his 20s was seriously injured, but he entered an unauthorized area of the tiger enclosure at the zoo and began petting or feeding the tiger. So what are you thinking? I mean, I just have to say that it's awful. But what are you thinking? The attack happened after the zoo had been closed for the day. He was part of a third-party cleaning service contracted by the zoo to clean restrooms in the gift shop. Nothing with animal enclosures or that animal enclosure. And the tiger grabbed the man's arm and pulled it into the enclosure after he crossed a fence barrier and put his arm through the fence of the tiger enclosure. Wow. Oh, my gosh. All right. On that note, stay with us. Much more coming your way.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware is saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. President Biden's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now over. The White House saying the call began at 3:30 Eastern and ended 50 minutes later. So far, officials from neither country have said what the two leaders talked about on the call. They were expected to discuss a tense situation at the border with Ukraine. A vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications. A day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Final mailbag for 2021. Thanks to all of you for filling it up. Frank says, hey, Kate, I don't know about resolutions. Every time I make them, it doesn't seem to work out. I feel like I've joined a gym probably 6 times in my life. I'm 45 years old. What is a resolution that you think you'll make and you'll be able to keep? What is the resolution that I'll make and I'll be able to keep is not to make any resolutions. Frank, I'm right there with you. Every time the beginning of the year rolls around, it's, you know, oh, I'm going to try some other way. I'm going to intermittent fast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to the gym. We've done the gym thing. And then you get stuck in a crazy contract where you can't get out of the gym membership, but you've hardly used it at all. Trust me, the gyms win. It's like the house wins in Vegas. The gym wins on me. It's great in the beginning. I get psyched up and then I'm done. I just lose interest in doing that. So I'm not big on resolutions. In fact, I'll tell you all what I do. What I started to do years ago, just because I thought it was fun and it's crazy how it's sort of fallen into place and worked, I pick a word, like what's the word for the year? And I hate to tell all of you, but the year of the pandemic, my word was extraordinary. And so if you think of extraordinary, you think, oh, extraordinary. Extraordinary things happen. Yeah, like the pandemic, right? Extraordinary. And it turned out to be that kind of a year. So this year, you know what the word is? Manifest. And manifest doesn't really mean what you think it means. It's attracting to things to what you really are, more than fantasizing, making things up, I think, in your head. So for what it's worth, Frank, my 2 cents, is if you're going to come up with a resolution, it's really about having a goal and having an accountability and making it manageable. I mean, I think that's part of the problem. We have these ideas of these goals, and then we disappoint ourselves and kick ourselves because we didn't hit the goals. So that's, to me, that's what's bad about making resolutions. Unless, hey, if it's a win, if you keep some of them, and or if you have the attitude of so what, well, then I think it's okay. Just don't batter yourself around if you don't keep those resolutions, especially an exercise one, a gym thing. I think it's tough. All right, we go to Brad's comment, and Brad is listening to us in Oklahoma City, and he says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen at the tail end of the football season? I have been somebody who has sent in guesses for your Nail the Score. I haven't called, but I promise I'll call it in the new year when I'm around. What do you think is going to happen? What team do you think is ultimately going to be the Super Bowl champ? Wow. Well, that's asked me to make a big, bad, bold prediction that I really am not ready to make right now. There's a bunch of teams. I mean, look, the Chiefs are on a high run right now. I mean, 2 years ago they won the Super Bowl. Could they be back there? Could the Dallas Cowboys prove people wrong who think, okay, they go to the playoffs depending on who they play. Maybe they win one playoff game. Could this be the year that the Dallas Cowboys go back to the Super Bowl? I don't think so. I think they are definitely going to be in the playoffs, but I don't know that they make a Super Bowl run. What about the Green Bay Packers? Aaron Rodgers hinting that he's not going to drag out the drama of is he going to be back next year or not. He's having another MVP year. Could it be the Green Bay Packers' chance to snag it? Could Tampa Bay take the Super Bowl back-to-back? We've seen Brady do it with the Patriots. Could that happen with Tampa Bay? I know some were using the word could. I don't think there's a definite should in here. I mean, should happen. This should happen. There's too many teams when you get to what I call the second season in the NFL that are going to have to still deal with COVID. So what players are they losing on an offensive line, on a defensive line, on special teams, a quarterback, a kicker? If any of them test positive, they're out and there's nothing they can do about it when they're maneuvering around games. And that makes a difference. And the mentality of the second season is much different because you could have a team that people are doubting or saying, well, but they're not good enough to go, you know, as the Buccaneers, who are 11-4. It's not about records. It's about what happens in games. If there's mistakes that are capitalized on, if certain players are missing, there's a lot of a lot to the season that's just unpredictable. I think more than many other seasons, and really it's because of Omicron and how it is spreading, and it is affecting professional sports, and it's definitely affecting football. So that's my way to get out of making a prediction, because I don't think there's a great prediction to make in the NFL. It's too wonky as to where it could go. All right, this one is from Cal, who says, Kate, what a way to end the year in Colorado. My Colorado, I grew up not too far from Boulder, not in the towns that are being evacuated, but I'm looking at some of the video that's coming out of that area, and it's truly a terrible windstorm in the foothills and in an urban sprawl setting. So lots of houses and lots of people are going to be affected by this, and I hope that they have definitely heeded the warning of getting out of there, because when you have that kind of wind, as you know, the hurricane force wind gusts, that can absolutely increase that wind speed and the airflow coming down from the mountains, and that's what leads to what is this disastrous situation that they find themselves in. Yeah. You know, the strongest winds below 6,000 feet are near the base of the foothills from Boulder north to Fort Collins to, I guess, I was reading something from the Weather Service, to the Wyoming border, and I've looked at some of that rapid spread and the flames, and boy, you got to send up prayers for thousands of families that are being evacuated there. Just heed that warning and get out of there. I saw that a long, long time ago in the Santa Fe area, not Santa Fe, in the I can't think of it now. Oh, in the Santa Barbara foothill area when I was covering fires and when the Santa Ana winds would kick in. And I realized what they were talking about because it was impossible. People were running for their cars at the last second, and some were trying to be silly and stay and protect themselves and, you know, grab a hose, but it certainly wasn't enough. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, "Hey, Kate, I hear you talking about technology and that you got the Oculus, one of the Oculus things for virtual reality for Christmas, and I'm wondering what is your favorite tech?" Wow, my favorite tech. Well, I hope it's going to be that. I don't know. We're messing with it for the first time. So I think it's going to be that I'm going to be able to, you know, not join a gym and have a lousy membership that I signed up for, that I'm going to go into virtual reality, and that's going to add to the walking the dog and some of the other things I do. I like AirPods. I have AirPods, and it's such a simple thing, and I didn't think I liked them at first, and I didn't really get things about using them, and I started to figure it out more, and I really like it because it drowns out so much extraneous noise when I put them on, and I've been in places where it's louder, or I've been on a plane, or, you know, wherever I've been walking and I've been able to use them. So I thought it would be much more difficult. Maybe they would fly out of your ear or whatever, but it's not. In fact, it's great. So AirPods now are much cheaper. If you like to listen to podcasts, or you like to listen, this show is podcasted back if you miss it. So if you like to listen to podcasts or music or whatever it is, or just a calm app, you know, music. I think music is the thing. But the AirPod to me would be one of my favorite technologies. Simple, very simple, but really, really, really good. And I think the virtual reality is going to be the next thing for me for sure. It's just getting in there and messing around with it and coming up with the best ways, I think, to use it. But great question. So Susan says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I am so glad I'm not part of the crew of people that have been stuck by JetBlue or Alaska Air or any of the other airlines where people are finding their flights are canceled or delayed and they're trying to figure out ways to get home after they went to visit family. It's got to be really disheartening because, as you said, you seem to spend a lot of time on the phone, you're in lines, and really, who can help you? You've got to get rebooked, and that can be difficult depending on whatever the airport is. I know because I used to be a travel agent, and I would see what would happen when people got stuck back in the day when you didn't have a lot of that, when, yes, of course, there could be cancellations, but not to the level of what we've seen in the pandemic or what we saw on 9/11 because of how flying was. But I think this has got to be like the worst of all time. Oh, yeah, when you're talking about 6,000-plus flights canceled, and is this what you got to know, that you're going to live with this? And the answer is yes, that your flight might say it's on time, it's fine, you get to the airport, it's not, then you have to figure out, how am I going to get to where I'm going, and when am I going to get there? Like, what if it's for business and it's not for family, and you have to be somewhere at a certain time? I mean, that's life. And, of course, people are more flexible because of COVID, because even the most punctual or the biggest perfectionist cannot completely manipulate around the pandemic. Who knew we were going to have another virus? Yes, we knew it was going to mutate, but who knew we were going to have one that spread so fast in Omicron? I certainly wasn't predicting that. I want to thank everybody for all their emails. Trust me, I go through them. Send me an email about anything 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let it flow. Coming up next, a conversation with David Evans, our final author that we're going to talk to in 2021. Do you feel like like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Taking you to Adelaide for a conversation with David Evans. His book is Love and Honor, Marriage for Peace. And wait till you hear some of these stories and what people went through to get married and what they've done for love and some of the crazy things that have happened in recent history, even when it comes to loving someone that sometimes you're forbidden to love. So, David, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Why did you write this book? What compelled you to do this?
It happened in 1993. I read in The Guardian of an Indian man in a village who hanged his son in public with the crowd watching because of forbidden romance. He married somebody he was not allowed to marry. And that stuck in my mind while I was heading towards retirement. And then on retirement came the opportunity to do a research project. And so the idea gelled of writing about romance tragedy of Romeo and Juliet style around the world. And this has been quite an exciting adventure. But anyway, focusing on the core issue, which is what has been happening in India, I found a friend in India, Dilawar Chesing is his name, and he's a lovely man with English mother and Indian father and lived out his working life in Delhi. And he would collect the articles as they happened in the newspapers and post them to me. So I look forward to this letter from India with Indian stamps on every time it came. So with a collection of stories from newspaper reportings that had come to world attention, I was able to put together the material for a thesis. And the idea has developed from there.
And you talked to me off the air and you told me one of the more interesting stories, one that worked out, because we're going to tell them some other stories. You just told us the sad story of what you read in 1993, a father hanging his son. But in New Zealand, there was an interesting ending. Tell us that story.
Well, that's the story of Hinema and Tutanekai, very famous names in New Zealand. What happened was that they met at intertribe occasions, and there was some clandestine holding hands, but nothing more. But because he was the illegitimate son of the head of his village, he was not allowed to marry. And they both wanted to, and were both told no. So one night, when he was playing his flute on the island, Makoya Island, in Lake Rotorua, and she would hear the sounds coming across. She could bear it no longer and plunged in and swam across to the island several K at night, following the sound of the flute, and arrived at a small pool that's now called Hinamoa's Pool, which has a warm temperature. And then eventually they got together and spent the night together. And there's a lovely story where because there's a custom that if a Maori man takes a woman to his house, they must marry. Well, anyway, a slave was sent to find him because he hadn't appeared for breakfast. And the slave reported back, "There are 4 feet, not two." And so the association was acclaimed. But then the war canoes were arriving and they feared they were in tribal fighting. But the chieftain father, who secretly admired Tutanekai, gave in and withdrew his opposition to the marriage. And there followed a long period of peace between the tribes, mainly because of this marriage.
Wow, so interesting. And I like how you put it in the beginning, you know, thinking Romeo and Juliet and these stories. And you told me about your experience in Nepal, and that certainly is also worth sharing with the listeners as well. And, of course, we're talking with David Evans. He's the author of Love and Honor, Marriage for Peace. Tell us about your journeys to Nepal and what happened there.
Well, I used to go to Nepal to do voluntary pathology work at the Patan Hospital in Kathmandu. And during my time, 3 things happened. One was village fighting. A high-class girl married a low-class man. And this led to village fighting. And in the fighting, they expelled the whole village of the lower caste. That was reported. Now, I was hosted by the editor of the Kathmandu Post. And he said, "Well, we must tell you our story," because I hoped, and after 2 years was allowed to come back home again. The third thing was in the reporting in the Kathmandu Post, a reporter had said, "I can't believe it. I got an open invitation to a intercaste marriage where people were celebrating the marriage, whereas normally it was hidden from public sight." And so there are 3 steps, and my book shows a series of steps from violence to non-violence to acceptance, withdrawal, to reconciliation, and finally to celebration.
Wow. So doing this book, I think, was a labor of love for you. How long did it take to put together, and how did you decide what stories make the cut and what didn't?
Well, the concept is eloping couples, people who would die for each other rather than be separated. And some of these stories had stories like that. There's one story where they were told by the cats, that's the village elders, they must separate or die. That's an interesting fact, because if they divorce, they're welcome back into their community. But marriage is forbidden. So given that, they decide on suicide by poisoning. So that's a sort of middle step. And the elder in that village said they should have gone away and never come back. So that's the in-between stage between killing people and tolerating existence. Another story like that, Hindu man and his wife tried to stop the daughter marrying a Muslim. And they tried for 10 years actually marrying her off, which didn't work. But eventually they gave in. And his comments, the father's comments were, we don't want it, we don't like it, it will ruin our family social setting, and we will never see them again. But we will not become violent. And that's sort of the in-between stage of non-violence, because you can, legally, you can say, I don't want to have anything more to do with you. I mean, that's, we can do that too. But then leads on to the steps of more acceptable reactions, and finally, to, of course, to celebration.
Yeah. Well, perfect note to end this on. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, I'll tell you what. My last line in the book says, leading reform requires huge personal sacrifice. That's my message. Leading reform requires huge personal sacrifice.
Yeah, and we can see that with some of the stories that you told us for sure. Love and Honor, Marriage for Peace, David Evans, thank you so much for joining us. You can get the book on Amazon. Thanks.
Good. Thank you.
So interesting to think about David Evans' book, Love and Honor, Marriage for Peace. And it's interesting, even in the description of the book, if you go to Amazon, it says the book exposes the ongoing phenomenon of Romeo and Juliet-style romance, tragedies, families killing their own and others' daughters, sons, sisters, and brothers in the name of honor. And he really highlights, of course, Northern India and Nepal and some of the stories in it and what, you know, what forbidden love, what happens with forbidden love and what happens when families find out and the lack of acceptance and what ultimately happens with these honor killings. And we've had people on before that have talked about that. We had somebody on that talked about her father disowning her, but she was scared to death that she was going to be part of the whole honor killing thing because of who she had married, and she had left and come to the United States. So it's interesting in looking at other cultures and just how crazy it can be. So an interesting note to end this year on, and happy, happy new year to all of you. And remember, especially now more than ever, make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.